Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 994. Creating a Home Gym by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, today's post hits very close to home for me. Pun intended. Get it? The title of today's post is Creating a Home Gym, so it hits close to home for me. Okay, I'll stop. But seriously, during these days where many of us are quarantined, we may be thinking a home gym would be a good investment. In fact, I feel really lucky because this past fall, I happened to give up my gym membership and created a gym in my garage. Great timing, right? Now, back in the fall, I actually took a picture of what my gym looked like and we posted it on our social media. But since I'm talking about it, I'll resend a newer pic to our old podcast team so that they can repost it on our social media. But in the meantime, let's hear what Ross Enamite has to say about it, and then I'll share my thoughts at the end. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Creating a Home Gym by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. It was less than a year ago when I filmed a video which emphasized the importance of time. As you may recall, I stressed the simple fact that real results take time. Shortcuts are a myth. There is no fastest way to develop anything that is meaningful. Yet, while such statements will never be marketable in our fast-paced world, I'm grateful that there are readers and listeners who have taken the message to heart. I've heard from several individuals who have come to appreciate the significance of patience. They've been able to see through the deception that exists within the industry. Many have even expressed their desire to begin training at home. They are eager to cancel the gym membership to save money and time. Many have written to me with a few questions, however, that they need answered before starting. The most commonly asked question from this crowd has been, what is necessary to create a home gym? These folks envision a list of tools and equipment that must be secured before they can begin. Unfortunately, it does not work that way. Results aren't the only things that require time. Creating a home gym often takes time as well. That doesn't mean you can't start with what you have. As I've said many times before, it is quite possible to excel with little or nothing. Bodyweight exercise alone provides countless options. An empty room could literally serve as a fully functional gym. Using myself as an example, I have trained consistently for 20 plus years. More than half that time has been confined to a small garage or outside in nature. Even after all these years of home training, I still find myself making or acquiring equipment. It's not that I don't have what I need to train. It's just a case of me seeking out new and different challenges. To pinpoint a single tool as an absolute necessity would be misleading. Over the years, I've trained with almost everything. I've worked with calisthenics, odd objects, free weights, and more. There have been periods when I focused almost exclusively on a particular modality. And at other times, I mixed and matched them all together. What I use depends on what I'm trying to achieve at a given time. As is often the case, it depends. Regardless of where you train, it is important to understand that it is a continuous journey. There is no equation that can be solved today that will provide answers indefinitely. All that is truly needed is the desire and willingness to begin. Once you are determined to improve, you will find a way. As mentioned many times before, equipment is not the deciding factor as to whether one succeeds. One of the reasons I share so many low-tech examples is to eliminate excuses that pertain to a lack of equipment. When you see other athletes thrive in poverty-stricken lands, you're all but forced to recognize the potential of a low-tech approach. If they can do it, so can you. And I don't say this to discourage you from acquiring equipment. By all means, look to add new tools to your arsenal over time. Just realize that such tools should be viewed as options, not necessities. Home gym ideas. As for a few of my preferred home gym items, here is an abbreviated list. A pull-up bar, or somewhere to perform pull-ups. A heavy, odd object, like a sandbag. A punching bag. A suspension trainer, easy and inexpensive to make. A sledgehammer and tire. Jump rope. Furniture sliders. And a T-handle for swings. For those interested in lifting heavy weights, a power rack is probably at the top of your list. Dumbbell handles are also excellent and won't eat up a lot of space. Most of these items can be purchased or made very reasonably. My YouTube channel also includes several equipment-based tutorials. As you'll see, much of the homemade equipment doesn't require any craftsmanship. For example, a pair of furniture sliders can be used right out of the box. Even an old tire can provide a full-body workout. I could go on and on with examples. The low-tech possibilities are truly endless. In summary, regardless of your circumstances, you have more than enough to begin. Use what you have and expand when necessary. Enjoy the journey. You just listened to the post titled Creating a Home Gym by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Ross is so right. Having equipment is helpful, but it's not the only way to achieve your goals. And what good is getting a bunch of expensive equipment if you're never going to use it? Before I invested in a single dumbbell, I made sure that I wouldn't be wasting my money. How? I made sure that working out at home was a habit first. I performed lots and lots of at-home bodyweight workouts in the comfort of my living room for months. Once I found my groove, then and only then did I decide to invest in some gym equipment. This is because I felt like I outgrew some of these bodyweight workouts and I was getting kind of bored. Luckily, it's super easy to create a home gym. Most equipment is available online and can be delivered right to your door. If something requires assembly, they usually send you the toolkit you need and a clear set of instructions. Look, I'm not the most handy individual, and yet I put my entire home gym together. That should tell you something. But even then, I didn't buy everything at once. I started with some dumbbells, then an adjustable bench, then a barbell with some weights, and so on. It's taken me over 2 years to get my basic gym set up. My latest acquisition? A cheap set of dip bars. But before each purchase, I really made sure that I was going to actually use the piece of equipment I had my eyes on. I knew exactly how, why, and when I was going to use that new piece of equipment. Then and only then, I made the purchase. So if this is something you're thinking about doing for yourself, I love the idea, but I recommend you ask yourself two questions. One, am I actually going to use my home gym? And if the answer is yes, question two is, what's the one piece of equipment I need right now to make that happen? All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.